some new good news to finish this morning. A County Monaghan composer has won one of opera's biggest prizes. He's Michael Gallan from Castleblayney, and he has won the Fedora Prize for new opera, which is worth €100,000. He won it for The Curing Line, and it will premiere at the Kilkenny Arts Festival next year. We can hear some of it now, which was recorded while in development in Blayney back in 2023. Sorry for the day. Well, that is a taster of The Curing Line, which has won the Fedora Prize for new opera, worth €100,000. The composer Michael Gallan is on the line. Michael, you're very welcome and a huge congratulations to you. What did you think when you heard the news?
I mean, it's only really beginning to sink in now, Audrey. Thanks very much for having me on. I suppose, you know, really just surprise. We felt that to be nominated for the prize already was a bit of a coup. You know, we're a small, independent, artist-led Irish company. And normally, a lot of the nominees end up, you know, I suppose are represented by large-scale opera houses around Europe. So, you know, very surprised and very proud, you know, just very proud of the team and that the work is being recognised in this way.
And we need to name check your company. It's Straymaker. It's now receiving €100,000, which is a substantial amount of money. What will that allow you and your company to do?
Well, I suppose for us, the focus really will be on international touring. I think one of the things that's hardest to do, particularly with opera in Ireland, is to bring the work, you know, off the island and get it to a wider audience. So I think our focus will be to use the money to, I suppose, plan for a calibration of the show that can expand and contract for different stages and hopefully get it to as a wide audience as possible.
Well, we better talk about the opera, The Curing Line. What is it about?
It's examining the theme of extinction, but through a human lens. During COVID, I began researching Irish folk cures. And it was something that I would have been very aware of growing up in Monaghan. There are quite a few people around the border who practice these cures that are intergenerational. You know, it might be for bleeding or for burns or for warts. And so myself and Anne-Marie Curran and Ross Stewart, Anne-Marie is the co-librettist with me and Ross is the animation designer, began interviewing people and creating an archive of these people who had these cures. And the theme that kept emerging was that they had this fear that they would be the last person to receive the cure, that there wasn't a next generation to hand it on to. And I suppose I felt that that opened up an interesting window to examine the extinction of human culture. You know, we think of extinction as something that happens outside of us in the world, but that, you know, perhaps there are parts of ourselves that are already in the process of becoming extinct.
And your main character in the opera is called Cora, and it's set, isn't it, in the 90s, in the midst of the Troubles?
It is, yeah. I suppose I was interested in that particular time because it allowed me to look at, I suppose for me, that era when television and televangelism and I suppose infomercials and things like that, you know, became particularly prevalent. It seemed like an interesting time to set it. Also, one of the interesting things that we discovered through the interviews was that a lot of the people who have inherited cures have come up, say, through the industrial school system, because some of the prerequisites to inherit a cure might include, say, never to have seen your birth father. So Cora is somebody who's fostered into a home and the foster father has a cure. And really the story centers around her and her foster sister Eileen after the father's death and this sort of, I suppose, the complication around inheritance and the sense of connectivity to family and society and to ancestry.
But you put it very well in the sense that you say that it tells the story of this woman who loses her capacity to use that life-saving ancestral healing power. But then its relevance for all of us, perhaps, is whether in how we regard the human and the environment as separate, we're failing to acknowledge that fundamental parts of ourselves and our culture are becoming extinct.
Absolutely. I think that there's a real danger that we miss this seed that, you know, that there's the possibility that things become lost and they're never retrievable. And that's the instance with these cures. It's not just knowledge that's being passed on. It's a sort of a wisdom, a deeper thing. And I think that definitely the danger that, you know, we have in society at the moment is there's a sense that we're able to capture everything, you know, through technology, but that actually there are parts of ourselves that, if left dormant for long enough, will just become extinct.
Well, listen, I mean, it's brilliant. When will we get to see it, Michael? Is it still in development or is it completed now?
No, there's still work to be done. It's planned for a premiere at Kilkenny Arts Festival in August 2026. And I suppose through the nomination, we've had quite a lot of interest in international touring. And so through 2026 and 2027, we'll have dates both in Ireland and internationally.
And you got the award on Saturday night in Vienna. What was that like?
It was fabulous. I suppose, you know, very far from Monaghan, and it definitely feels more real since I got back home. But yeah, it was a whirlwind. We had the ceremony and then went to see a ballet in the Vienna State Opera and then had a banquet afterwards. So yeah, really lovely. I suppose, you know, my route into opera has been very much, you know, an indigenous Irish one. You know, I'm very interested in storytelling and multidisciplinary work. And that tradition of opera doesn't really feel like, you know, the grand European tradition doesn't really feel like, you know, my world. And I think it's important to decolonize it. But at the same time, it's lovely to get the recognition and the support. And I suppose when I go back to the solitary work of composition, that affirmation will give me some energy to keep working.
Well, look, well earned, and enjoy the celebrations. Michael Gallen, thank you very much indeed.